Sea Activist Afternoon Edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, Cameroon's Prime Minister, Chief Dr. Joseph Janguté, is among heads of government of the Commonwealth attending their 27th session in Samoa, who have been reminded by the head of the 56-member union of their shared values and duty to provide solutions to global challenges. CRTV's afternoon edition today reflects on the fallout of these global issues affecting the 2.7 billion citizens of the Commonwealth. Cameroon's Interim Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, who is on a working visit to the Southwest, has encouraged businessmen and the population to make excellent use of the region's huge potential through investments and job creation. Those were top stories. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepge. His Majesty Charles III of the United Kingdom has called on Commonwealth member states, including Cameroon, to continue spearheading the core values of the organization, which include equality, peace building, and mutual respect. He was speaking while chairing the opening ceremony of the biennial meeting of the Commonwealth heads of government, taking place in Apia, the capital of Samoa. Cameroon's Prime Minister, Joseph Janguté, is amongst the 56 leaders who attended the ceremony at the behest of President Paul Biya. Cameroon has launched an offensive against poliomyelitis that consists of reinforcing the immunity of children aged 0 to 5 years and checking the spread of the polio virus in the Semak sub-region. Public Health Minister Manawuda Malachi has launched a national campaign to that effect. 300 new engineers in information and communication technologies have received their end-of-course certificates following their course completion at the African Institute of Computer Sciences. The graduation ceremony also marked the start of the academic year in that institution. It was chaired by the Secretary General of Gabon's Ministry of the Economy in the presence of the resident representative of IAI, Amang-Claude Abanda, and other personalities like CRTV's Director General, Charles Ndongo. The staff of the National Social Insurance Fund, CNPS, are being educated on ways to fight the upsurge of mental illness cases noted recently in the corporation. They are being informed on how to tackle the matter in Yaoundé under the auspices of Cameroon's Public Health Ministry in partnership with the World Health Organization. A major political meeting of the Bambuto Center 2 CPDM section will take place in Babaju High Chiefdom tomorrow, Saturday, October 26. The head of the standing delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for Bambutos, Minister Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi, has issued a release calling on all political leaders of the section to attend the meeting that he will chair. MTN Cameroon is asking its customers to gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just a few seconds by dialing *126*007# or go to minsecpay.cm by entering the matricule, paying and downloading their receipt. In sports, Cameroon's Clovis Kamzong Abosolo and five other teammates of the SNH Velo Club are currently taking part in the first lap of the 35th Burkina Faso Cycling Tour. It begins with the 136-kilometer stretch from Koulbila to Tenkédougou. Cyclists from 15 countries are competing in that tour. André Basile Kalong has been reinstated as the Secretary General of the African Boxing Confederation, and that was during the General Assembly of the Association, which took place yesterday in Kinshasa. Ferdinand Ilunga of the Democratic Republic of Congo was appointed interim president to replace Behance Eyesu of Ethiopia, who has been suspended for the violation of ethics. In the meantime, three Cameroonian boxers will this evening take on their opponents in the finals of the categories at the 21st African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. The head of the Commonwealth has invited leaders of the 56 countries which make up the organization to renew the commitment to the body, strengthen the organization's response to the challenges of today's world. His Majesty King Charles III was speaking today in Apia, Samoa, during the official opening of the 27th session of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Cameroon's Prime Minister and Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Guté, represented the President of the Republic in the event. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The opening ceremony, attended by Prime Minister Joseph John Guté, who is representing President Paul Biya, was an opportunity to recall some of the most pressing challenges facing the Commonwealth and indeed the entire world. Fiona Naomi Matafa, Prime Minister of Samoa.
The hosting of CHOGM 2024 in the Pacific is a great opportunity for all to experience our lived reality, especially with climate change. It is the greatest threat to the survival and security of our Pacific people. Samoa is a key advocate of ambitious climate action in order to keep the promise of 1.5 degree.
It was also a time to evaluate the successes recorded over the past 8 years as the Secretary General, Patricia Scotland, comes to the end of her mandate.
In the last 8 years, we have done so much. The Blue Charter, the Living Lands Charter, the Common Sensing, the issues in relation to our connectivity. We now have an intra-Commonwealth trade which is expected to reach 1 trillion by 2026, 2 trillion by 2030. And intra-Commonwealth investment has tripled since I took office in 2016. Our young people have been put at the heart of our decision-making, and the Youth Development Index has been a gift from the Commonwealth to the world, now an essential tool in enhancing opportunities.
For His Majesty King Charles III, presiding over the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting for the first time as King, it was a time to present some kind of policy speech to the heads of government as he takes the mantle of leadership of the Commonwealth.
It is vital, therefore, that we understand our history to guide us to make the right choices in the future. Where inequalities exist, for example, in access to opportunity, to education, to skills training, to employment, to health, and to a planet in whose climate our human race can both survive and thrive, we must find the right ways and the right language to address them.
The Commonwealth heads of government still have pertinent policy issues to deliberate on. One of such is the designation of a successor for the outgoing Secretary General. In the meantime, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph John Guté, joined the other Commonwealth heads of government for a dinner organized by King Charles III and wife, Apia, Samoa, Christian Chiatam, CHOGM 2024.
Leaders of the Commonwealth are thus meeting in the Pacific island state of Samoa to discuss a wide range of issues, including climate change, trade and peace within the 56 member states. Charles Sebune takes a deeper look at these issues at stake.
Climate change is one of the threats facing the world today, a wherein the Commonwealth is part, with roughly 2.2 billion citizens. And most of the Commonwealth countries being threatened by the realities of climate change are found in the Pacific, where the Samoa host of the 27 Heads of State and Government Summit is currently going on. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guté and other world leaders, including the British monarch King Charles III, are working on the modalities on how to produce a blueprint to safeguard the Commonwealth family from the scourges of climate change. Another critical issue being examined is the change of management at the helm of the Commonwealth, an association, a voluntary association of roughly 56 countries. The change of administration will mean the election of a new Secretary General, as Patricia Scotland has come to the end of her mandate. She served for 8 years, and one of her greatest realizations was the implementation of the Commonwealth New Charter, which provides, inter alia, the determination to strengthen democracy among countries. And democracy is just one of the tools to fulfill other ambitions of the Commonwealth, such as the promotion of peace and security and a collective renewal to ensure the world in which we are living today is one in which inequalities are dramatically reduced. Other key issues examined at the Commonwealth Summit going on in the Samoa Islands is how to protect young people and provide more opportunities, as indicated in the speech yesterday by King Charles in his first ever Commonwealth Summit as a sovereign. There is need to provide more opportunities through the Commonwealth University Scheme for young people around the world. And by that, the Commonwealth must have secured a better world for.
And the meeting of heads of government of the Commonwealth is holding within the context of conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, as well as the devastating effects of climate change, with delegates deliberating on the theme, a resilient common future. In the following commentary, Albert Njiembonde says the Commonwealth organization has the obligation to preserve common values and common interests if it must stay relevant.
As the Commonwealth meeting holds in Samoa, our common world is being traumatized by deaths and destructions caused by conflicts and climate change, as well as the widening gap between the rich and the poor. None of the 56 member states of the Commonwealth of Nations is not feeling the pinch, and in the process, common interests are eroded by peoples meant to share common values. And there lies the challenge of CHOGM 2024, meant to reignite the will to build a more resilient common future by transforming the Commonwealth. This is only possible through looking at the core pillars of the Commonwealth and its fundamental values, such as resilient democratic institutions, upholding human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, a more resilient environment to combat climate change, resilient economies that support recovery and prosperity, and resilient societies that empower individuals, especially women and girls, for a more peaceful and productive life. The Commonwealth today is over 2.7 billion people, most of whom are threatened by floods, droughts, poverty, and unemployment, and who are waiting to see the richer economies and poorer nations of the organization look towards a common direction and agree to the fact that a Commonwealth is only possible when our common world is made better for all.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
To another headline story, the Ministry of Mines, Industry and Technological Development has adopted a one municipality, one industry policy as part of efforts to enhance industrial development and improve the livelihoods of local populations. The announcement was made in Tiko in the southwest region by the interim minister Fukalisa Gentry during a welcome visit to the region. Olivia Mbuayambai reports.
Tiko, the gateway to the southwest region, will soon have an industrial plant for the production of mineral water and soft drinks. It is one of several priority projects outlined in the National Development Strategy, NDS 30, to contribute significantly to job creation, import substitution, the transfer of technology, value creation and economic growth. According to the Interim Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, this project expected to go operational next year and several others translate government's commitment to reviving industrial activities in the country. Hence the adoption of the one municipality, one industry policy. These to also create jobs and wealth for the local populations. accompanied by Governor Bernard Okaliabilai and the President of the Cameroon Chamber of Commerce, Christophe Ken. Professor Phil Callistus Gentry met with some members of the business community at the Tico Golf Club, where he resounded the alarm bell for the Southwest, a strategic source of raw material, to take advantage of this huge potential and play a lead role in the development of the agro-industrial sector. Olivia Mwaye Ambari, CRTV News, Boya.
Henna with Minister Phil Callistus Gentry calling on investors and the people of the Southwest region to take advantage of the opportunities inherent in the industrial sector to create jobs and wealth. The excerpt was selected by Olivia Mwaye Ambai.
The message is clear. The local administration has done all on that, the orientations of the head of state for this region to be stable. And we have the evidence that industry is being developed in the Southwest. We are calling on all other operators to come in. We want CDC to transform 70% of what they produce. That's where jobs are created. That's where wealth is developed. I'm also taking this opportunity to announce it on Southwest soil that from today, the Ministry of Mines has adopted the policy of one municipality, one industry for the whole country. But there will always be municipalities, there will always be regions that will have more capacity to expatiate. With the municipal authorities, with the Minister of Decentralization, we'll work together to make sure that we create jobs for youths in every municipality in this country.
And that was the Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, Phil Callistus Gentry, interviewed for us by reporter Olivia Ambai in Boya. On to health, the Minister of Public Health says Cameroon will collaborate with Nigeria to combat the outbreak of the type 2 poliovirus. Minister Manuel Damalashi was speaking during a press conference in Yaoundé today, where he also underlined actions taken by the Cameroon government to fight against the virus that attacks children below the age of 5. Details with Aponsi Ati.
Cameroon since 2019 continues to witness the presence of variant polio type 2 since the first four variants were isolated in the country. The variants that affect children below 5 has since the beginning of 2024 recorded two cases in the health district of Ndelele and Baturi in Cameroon. In light of this situation, Cameroon has implemented a national vaccination campaign to stop the circulation. The first round of the campaign scheduled to cover all 202 health districts across the 10 regions started this Thursday and will run till Sunday. Meanwhile, the second phase will take place in 73 health districts in four regions of the country: Adamawa, East, North, and the Far North region. In November 2024, the joint campaign with Nigeria aims to strengthen herd immunities in children under 5 years against poliovirus type 2 by vaccinating them and thus stopping the spread. According to the Minister of Public Health, Manuel Damalashi, the exercise will be targeting children aged 0 to 59 months, including refugees and nomads. Vaccinations will be carried out in schools, public gatherings, health facilities, and door-to-door vaccines. This will go a long way to stop the transmission of poliovirus variants and prevent epidemic in non-epidemic countries by 2028.
It is 18 minutes after 3 p.m. and you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. We take you over to the Northwest region, where the University of Bamenda is facing a rise in falsified certificates due to digitization, which has facilitated the manipulation of documents. In response to this challenge, the administration has set up a platform to detect fraud in collaboration with the GC board to verify the authenticity of academic credentials before graduation. Sylvie Banta reports from Bamenda.
The University of Bamenda, like other state universities, faces challenges with counterfeit certificates, according to Ngum Roland, head of the Division for Admission and Records. The rise of digitization has made it easier for such fraud to occur.
The proliferation of fake certificates is something inevitable in this current dispensation of artificial intelligence. The University of Bamenda went digital since 2017.
To combat the problem, he explains that UBA has introduced a student data platform to detect and block fake credentials.
The university has put in place control mechanisms to ensure that the fake certificate and transcripts are not accepted in institutions, both nationally and internationally. We have a platform that manages student data and the issuance of certificate and transcripts to our students and even to those private higher institutions. Before our students graduate, all their A-levels and the O-level certificates are usually sent back to the GCE board for authentication.
Administrators are also collaborating closely with the GCE board to verify certificates before graduation, ensuring only legitimate documents are validated. Sylvie Bantar for the Regional News in Bamenda.
IT experts, students and pupils have upgraded their knowledge about the benefits of artificial intelligence in their fields of specialty. This was during the Ecobank Open Day that took place recently in Yaoundé under the theme Ignite Learning AI. This year's edition not only showcased the empowering potential of artificial intelligence, but also its role in shaping the minds of the next generation. Minute Simbo has highlights of this event.
The 2024 Grand Ecobank Conference kicks off with a thought-provoking keynote address on artificial intelligence as not just a tool, but a companion for learning. A speech urging attendees to harness the power of AI to enhance learning experiences and pave the way for a more inclusive educational landscape.
For the last 10 years, we have done different initiatives in all of our 33 countries, giving back in the form of gifts such as portable water sources, equipment for medical institutions, equipment for schools. So far, we have already equipped over 10,000 children with digital skills. And because of the impact that we have seen already, we thought that this 11th year, we should take it a step further. Education is no longer just at classroom level, but it requires technology.
As the conference unfolds, participants engage in discussions that highlight both the opportunities and challenges associated with integrating artificial intelligence into educational systems. Tech enthusiasts and educators explore essential topics ranging from personalized learning environments driven by AI to the ethical considerations of technology in classrooms.
AI has come and as expressed by Ecobank's how you can use AI to help teachers improve their lectures. They've also shown us practically how you can detect a student who has plagiarized.
First time I heard about artificial intelligence and what they are able to do. Today I understood that the artificial intelligence is just there to help us and make our work easier.
The interactive workshop stimulated creativity and collaboration among students and pupils, allowing them to experiment with AI applications tailored for educational purposes. The essence of Ecobank Day 2024 rates around creating equitable access to digital skills and technologies for all. Ecobank, as a leader in financial services, keenly aware of the interplay between finance and technology, promises to remain committed to empowering communities through innovative solutions.
And now to NCR TV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Cameroon's Prime Minister, Chief Dr. Joseph Diangote, is among heads of government of the Commonwealth attending their 27th session in Samoa, who have been reminded by the head of the 56-member union of their shared values and duty to provide solutions to global challenges. CRTV's afternoon edition today reflected on the fallout of these global issues affecting the 2.7 billion citizens of the Commonwealth. Cameroon's Interim Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, who is on a working visit to the Southwest region, has encouraged businessmen and the population to make excellent use of the region's huge potential through investments and job creation. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Marlis Natacha Mbang. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi, Drusilla. Dérèglement climatique, développement durable, renforcement de la résilience des pays membres du Commonwealth pour un avenir plus juste et plus prospère, axé sur la jeunesse et le numérique. Ces sujets ont fait l'objet de préoccupations dans les différentes communications présentées à l'ouverture du 27e sommet du Commonwealth ce vendredi à Apia, la capitale samoane. Le Premier ministre Joseph John Goute représente le chef de l'État à ces travaux. Dans la continuité de la célébration de la Journée mondiale de la santé mentale du 10 octobre dernier, le ministre de la Santé publique, en collaboration avec la Caisse nationale de prévoyance sociale, a organisé ce vendredi à Yaoundé un atelier spécial sous le thème « Il est temps de donner la priorité à la santé mentale en milieu de travail ». Cette rencontre visait à dresser un état des lieux de la santé mentale au travail au Cameroun. Toujours en santé, lutte contre la poliomyélite, la riposte à l'épidémie, vient d'être lancée sur l'étendue du territoire national. Il s'agit d'une campagne qui a pour but de renforcer l'immunité chez les enfants de moins de 5 ans et stopper ainsi la circulation du poliovirus dans la sous-région. Un point de presse a été donné à cet effet ce jour par le ministre de la Santé publique, Dr Manaouda Malachi. C'était au centre de coordination des opérations du de santé publique. 493 nouveaux ingénieurs des travaux informatiques viennent de recevoir leur parchemin de fin d'études à l'IAI en Koulanga. La cérémonie couplée à la rentrée académique 2025 de cet institut ce 25 octobre était présidée par le représentant du PCA du réseau IAI, la secrétaire générale du ministre de l'économie numérique du Gabon. Plusieurs autres personnalités ont également pris part à cet événement, à l'instar du représentant résident de l'IAI Cameroun, Armand Claude Abanda, et du directeur général de la CRTV, Charles Ndongo. En sport, 35e tour du FASO. 6 cyclistes camerounais sont engagés sur le front de cette compétition qui a débuté ce vendredi au Burkina Faso. 11 équipes, dont 64 coureurs, prennent part à ce rendez-vous sportif. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci de votre attention. Restez sur la CRTV Poste Nationale. Nos programmes se poursuivent.